Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, and well, sorry about that. We had a really bad technical issue that we've overcome. So just it's part of life. It's just something that we need to go through. It's a little bit of patience and a little bit of time. We get these things sorted. It's just the way it is. It's it all happens, all works out in the end. So I'm being messaged from all over the place. Where are you? Why can't I hear you? So I'm just texting everybody. I'm messaging everybody. I'm on live now. Okay, so I'm your host, Nick Humphries. As normal, this is the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Welcome. I've had a bit of a. As you well know, I like to talk about things that have happened to me over the past week. It's always how my show goes. So I'm not gonna talk too much about it. But I've had a pretty rough time over the last few days. I've had to pick myself up, and I've had to carry on. It got to a point actually where I almost threw my laptop across the room, and I said to my wife, "Right, that's it. Just forget everything. Forget all the spiritual work. This is not worth it. This is not what I started to work for spirit for, and so on." So, but actually, when I went to bed very early that evening, so I was very upset about certain things. Again, I'm not going to elaborate. And I said to spirit, you need to sort this out, or you can basically back off. I don't want to know anymore. And all night, I was up all night, and I was getting, you need to work, you need to work, you need to work. Don't let this get to you. This is just part of what happens. So, and it is, unfortunately. So then it sort of inspired me a little bit about certain things. And I have to explain as well, because obviously all the people that know me, and I'm going to talk about this for a couple of minutes, okay? I am actually, and I class myself as unconditional. I'm a spiritual person, and I am unconditional. I'm unconditional in possibly every way, and even if it gets me in trouble, great to the dislike of Helen, my wife. Because I will always... it gets me in trouble. Come on, you admit it. Because I will always see good within people, even if they are, I'm not saying bad or anything, or if they've done something wrong to me, but I will always see good in people, and I always will forgive them. It's just the way that I am. It's just the way that I've learnt to live my life. It's my spiritual path. Hang on, I'm now being said. People can't hear me. This is interesting. My mic is on. People can hear me. Right. Hang on a second. Other people are having technical issues. So, and I'm getting messages all over the place. Oh, what a night. It's a crazy night. Right. I can delete that one. So, anyway. Best wishes to everybody, basically. That's all I will say. Good luck with the journey that you've chosen, and so on. Anyway, I was saying that it's actually inspired me to do a reading, okay? Not a reading as in I'm going to do a reading for you, because I will do in a little while. But also, I want to read something out of a book. Now we got the Dalai Lama, his Holiness, the Dalai Lama over here in the UK at the moment. There's a passage I want to read from one of his books, but this book I'm going to read from very quickly is it's called The Four Agreements, and it's about to be impeccable with your words. That's one agreement. And don't take anything personally. That's another agreement. And, you know, don't make assumptions. That's another agreement. And always do your best. So these are the four agreements. It's not a great big book. Yeah, it's a little book, but actually it's full of information. It's really fantastically written as well. I want to read a passage out that sort of relates to what I've been through and what other people are going through. And the reason I want to read this out is because I think people should start to either look at people differently, you know, in a more positive light, to make the world a little bit better. And you know, if you know somebody that's either, or you heard something that's been done, or that person has done, you know, ask them about it, get their opinion on what's happened and that sort of thing, because this actually spells it out quite well. Okay, it says, looking at everyday human interactions, imagine how many times we cast spells on each other with our words. Okay, over time, this interaction has become the worst form of black magic that we call gossip. Gossip is black magic in its very worst. Sorry, I am slightly dyslexic, and you probably don't realise. Gossip is black magic at its very worst because it's pure poison. We learn how to gossip by agreement. When we were children, we heard the adults around us gossiping all the time, openly giving their opinions about other people. They even had opinions about people they didn't know. Emotional poison was transferred along with the opinions. And we learned... I think I'm still alive. And we learned this as the normal way to communicate. Gossiping has become the main form of communication in human society. It has become the way we feel close to each other, because it makes us feel better to see someone else feel as badly as we do. Hang on, I am being messaged. I think maybe things aren't going quite as swimmingly as I hoped. No, I don't know where I'm getting that message from. Right, so I'm going to carry on until I get told otherwise. So, where was I? Gossiping has become the main form of communication in human society. It has become the way we feel closer to each other, because it makes us feel better to see someone else feel as badly. Now, I am being messaged. Sorry, guys. I keep getting interrupted because I don't know. I've got so many technical problems at the moment. I don't know who's messaging me. So if you are messaging me, it's definitely from Skype. So... Right. There is an old expression that says, misery likes company. The people who are suffering in hell don't want to be all alone. Fear and suffering are an important part of the dream of the planet. They are how your dream of the planet keeps us down. Using the analogy of the human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. A computer virus is a piece of computer language written in the same language all the other codes are written in, but with the harmful intent. This code is inserted into the program of your computer when you least expect it, and most of the time without your awareness. After the code has been introduced, your computer doesn't work quite right, or it doesn't function at all because the codes are so mixed up with so many conflicting messages that it stops producing good results. Human gossip works exactly the same way. For example, you are beginning a new class with a new teacher, and you look forward to it for so long. On the first day of the class, you run into someone who took the class before, who tells you, oh, that instructor is such a pompous jerk. He didn't know what he was talking about, and he was a pervert too, so watch out. You are immediately imprinted with the words and the emotional code the person had when saying this. But what you are not aware of is that his or her invitation in telling you this person could be angry for failing the class or simply making the assumption based on fears and prejudice. But because you have learned to in, digest information like a child. Some part of you believes the gossip, and you go on to the class. As the teacher speaks, you feel the poison coming up. Inside you, and you don't realize, you see the teacher through the eyes of the person you gave, who gave you the gossip. When you start talking to the other people in the class about this, and they start to see the teachers in the same way, a jerk and a pervert, you really hate the class, and soon you decide to drop out. You blame the teacher, but it's the gossip that is to blame. All of this mess can be caused by one little computer virus. One little piece of misinformation can break down communications between people, causing every person in touch to become infected and contagious to others. Imagine that very single time other gossips to you. They insert a computer virus into your mind, causing you to think a little less clearly every time. Then imagine that in that effort to clean up your own confusion and get some relief from the poison, you gossip and spread these viruses to someone else. Now imagine this pattern going on into the never-ending chain between all the humans on the earth. The result is a world full of humans who can only read information through circuits that are clogged with poisonous, contagious virus. Once again, this poisonous virus is what the Toltecs call the multi. Obviously, this is going on to something different now, so I'll stop there. But basically, you know, my theory on this is that, you know, we shouldn't gossip about people. You know, we should find the true facts about that person first. You know, ask them. So, you know, ask them, you know, what is it, or how did they come by that information, and ask the person involved, that sort of thing. But I've had a real eye-opener over the last few days. And, you know, it's been a bit of a shock. Again, you know, it's a pathway that obviously I've chosen to go down, and a pathway that I'm obviously meant to be, you know, learning a lesson from, as we all probably are, or all that are involved. And all I say is, you know, I wish everybody involved the very best. That's all I can do. There's no harmful meaning to what I'm talking about. There's, you know, I'm not. There's no content or no intent with this, what I'm talking about. It's just, I just want to get this, my feelings out in a certain way. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not treading on anybody's toes or anything like that. It's just that I want people to realise from our experience or my experience that actually this is how we can look upon each other. And it does hurt. Believe me, it hurts. So I'm going to go to Dalai Lama's book. This is The Art of Happiness. This is page 140. If you have this book, okay, you can read along probably with me, or read it for me. It's much easier. Right, it's 134, I believe, the pages. I did have a marker in it, but if I can't find a page, I won't bother. Right. He's going on about, in this book, he's going on about shifting perspectives. So how we can look at different situations in different perspectives, you know, from a positive to a negative, or a negative to a positive. Okay. So I'm halfway through the first chapter, and it says, the 4th century desert fathers, an assortment of, actually, do I need to read this out? Blah, 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 blah. Actually, I'll go down a bit further. It says, the ability to shift perspectives can be one of the most powerful and effective tools we have to help us cope with life's daily problems. The Dalai Lama explained, the ability to look at events from different perspectives can be very helpful. Then, practicing this, one can use certain experiences, certain tragedies, to develop a calmness of mind. One must realize that every phenomena, every event, has different aspects. Everything is of a relative nature. For example, in my own case, I lost my country. From that viewpoint, it is very tragic, and there are even worse things. There is lots of destruction happening in our country. There is a very negative thing. But if I look at the same event from another angle, I realize that as a refugee, I have another perspective. As a refugee, there is no need for formalities, ceremony, protocol. If everything were status quo, if things were okay, then on a lot of occasions, you merely go through the motions. You pretend, But when you are passing through the desperate situations, there's no time to pretend. So from that angle, this tragic experience has been very useful to me. Which is quite powerful, really. This guy's had his country destroyed, you know, taken away from him, you know, and destruction. Yeah, he's positive about it. You know, and this is sort of going on the lines of what I will finish on in a little while. Okay, cause I hope it makes you understand a little bit more. Also, being a refugee creates a lot of new opportunities for meeting with many people. People from different religions, traditions, from different walks of life. Those who I may not have met had I remained in my country. So in this sense, it's been very, very useful. You know, see, look how positive this man is. You know, yes, he's the holiness Dalai Lama, but how positive is he? He's had this happen. And is that where I want to lead on to how I feel and how I teach people about letting go of certain things? Now, I'm in a strong belief that when somebody does something bad to us, we have this emotional tie put upon us. Okay, you may have heard me mention this before in my shows. So the idea is that, you know, we can let go of this. We don't have to be bound by these emotional ties that others have put on us in a negative form. And the only way that we can do that is by actually forgiving that emotion. You know, we're not actually saying, do you know what, it was okay to punch me in the face or, you know, run off with my wife or whatever it is, okay? But actually what you're doing is you're forgiving that emotion that's been placed upon you in order then for you to actually carry on with your life, find that bit more, you know, that little bit more happiness. You know, there's loads of aspects. You know, I could be quite cold in some cases that I could talk to you about. But actually there was a positiveness. Even when I was splitting up with my first wife, it was a very tragic thing. It was very, very hard. But being the person I am, I actually see the positive side of it. You know, okay, you know, I'm moving out. I'm going to have my own space, time to do stuff on my own, work a bit more on my spiritual side. Yeah, but and that's my positive. That's, you know, that was my way of finding a way through, of getting through that painful situation. So we can all do this, you know. But really, the biggest lesson for me, and also, you know, the other positive thing I'm just being reminded, obviously, is that I then moved on to meet my current wife, who I love dearly, and having a baby, you know, Isabella Rose, and having this family. So it's great. See, everything, every negative has a positive. So, and I can't say what the positive is about the situation that I've just come through. Because it's still to be shown to me. So, but it's been an experience, and every experience we should relish, really, bad or good, because it's a lesson that we need to learn. So I'm going to sort of finish on that note, okay? But please, you know, don't gossip. And if you gossip or want to listen to gossip, go and find out about, you know, what the gossip is truly about. You know, there is always two sides to a story. There's always a positive out of a negative. You know, there is always a misunderstanding out of a story. Maybe. I'm just giving you examples. Okay? I'm not saying anything detrimental to anybody, okay? Because I only have unconditional love in my heart for everybody. And sometimes it's a shame that people don't really actually see that and see me for who I am in that spiritual way. Okay, so I'm Nick Humphreys. Let's cheer up the atmosphere a little bit here. Okay, I've got a nice hot chocolate in my hand. I'm going to take a quick sip. Obviously, I'm half hour late doing my show because we had technical difficulties, but I know my sister's listening. Okay, hello Anita, and also I've got to say this as well. I'm just being handed a note. Hang on, newsflash. Okay, it's released. Is that what it's released you to have a clearer, more positive path to do my work. So that's what it is. I'm not gonna read out the rest because I don't want to so anyway, so yeah, and I've had some, I'll tell you what, over the last week as well, even though I've been going through a bit of a, you know, a rough stage, I've had some really, really nice comments from loads of people from across the pond in the UK, and this one guy I want to say hello to, okay? He's in America, okay? And his name is Jay Black. Now, I know he's listening, okay? But he sent me some wonderful words, okay? And he sent me some really nice music to listen to as well. And I know we're due to go to America next year. And he's, you know, he's very kindly offered his house. So have many others, I have to say. So have many others, like Steve Levett, obviously my cousin living out there. So hi, Tom, I know you're listening at work. You know, to go out there and spend a lot of time, you know, with friends, newfound friends and family. So this brings me to some announcements, okay? I want to, you can find me at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. But if you want a reading as well, please dial 760-283-4611. That's for the US, okay? Or the UK and everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. And also don't forget, you've got Blog Talk Radio or www.blogtalkradio.com /MikeSpiritFM. So yeah, these announcements. Now this is where my sister's sitting tentatively by her PC, trying to listen. You know, what's the announcement? Well, actually, it's my shows, okay, and workshops. I've got a great workshop on the 22nd of July, and see, people are messaging me, and I don't know where it's coming from. Okay, right. Right, so yeah, it's a trance workshop. It's a physical trance mediumship workshop, okay? It's £55 per person, which is not that expensive, I don't think. It's for 2 days, and all the information is on my website or even on Facebook at the International Medium Nick Humphreys page. Then on the 18th of August, my tour starts. The Through the Veil tour starts, okay? And I'm in the Best Western Maldron Hotel in Cardiff. Tickets are £8. Again, you can get tickets through my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, or through the Facebook pages. Then I move on to Reading on the 25th of August. £8 again for the tickets. It's a really, you know, these are going to be some great events. A good laugh as well. That's what you want. And then on the 20th, Nita, are you listening? Are you listening to this, Nita? I hope so. On the 20th of September, drum roll, I'm actually in Luton. It's been confirmed. I will be in the Best Western, I think it's the Mall Hotel, okay, M-A-L-L, in Luton. Tickets will be £8, and they'll be going on sale within the next week and a half. So, and then all the advertising will start. So there you go, that's the announcement for you, Nita, because I know you live there. I'll be in Luton. And so, well, I'm also looking at Northampton, and so on. So, and then we move on to the 26th of September. I'm in Prestatyn, North Wales. Again, tickets are £8. Tickets are on sale from the Nova Centre, okay, which is where the show will be held, and also on my site. Then, yeah, 4th of October, Northampton. I'll be in Northampton. It's not confirmed. I know tickets will be £8, but it's not confirmed, but I will be in Northampton. And on the 19th of October, I'll be in the King's Theatre in Gloucester, okay? The tickets will be on sale through information board thing. I haven't actually confirmed all the details yet, but I will tell you on the next show where you can get all the tickets, because it should all be finalised. So, and they'll be going on soon. And then last but not least, on the 23rd of November, more dates are being booked as well. Okay, 23rd of November, I will be in Clansawl, back in Wales, in the Clansawl Community Hall. £8 a ticket. There'll be a raffle, okay, and you know, to raise some money for the hall. There'll be tin biscuits and a good laugh, okay? So, but you can find out more information about my shows and so on, via my website, www.nickhumphreys-com. and also the international medium Nick Humphreys page. So I am being messaged. Goody, my sister says. Goody! So, yeah. So we're going to need bed and board, sis, on that one. Now, I'm not sure how this is going to work because the producers have changed, I think, for this evening because we've had these technical difficulties. And I did have music lined up. So let me just see, because I'd like to go for a quick break and then come back and do some reading. So I know I'm running behind. But for a reading, obviously dial a number 760-283-4611 for the US, 001-760-283-4611. Am I talking too fast? I don't think so. Or Skype, okay? Obviously, if you're calling from America, it's free of charge. If you're calling that number from the UK, it is a chargeable line, okay? So your best bet is through www.blogtalkradio. Can you hear that noise in the background? It's the kettle. www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. The kettle will be turning off in a minute, if you can, so just get my drink ready. So I know, obviously, Rob, my producer from America, is listening in. Do we have some music, Rob? Can we have a track of your choice? Anything but ABBA? Something nice and bluesy? We'll go for a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back.
Only the name will change.
Great tracks. Thanks, Rob, for getting those tracks going. That's really good of you. I haven't heard Alanis Morissette for years. That's a great track. So, as promised, we're going to do some readings, okay? I'm your host, Nick Humphreys. Live for another, 55 minutes? And just quickly, I just received some news about... I can't say what it is, but everybody collectively, just to think of healing thoughts, okay, for everybody that are in hospitals around the world, okay, that's either been in accidents or illness or worse, or, you know, just this is what we should be doing as a world community. We should be doing things like this, and I know a lot of people are, you know, they are starting to get together and having, you know, world healing days and stuff like that, which is fantastic. But we shouldn't just be having one world healing day. We should be having a healing day every day, you know, and just not just for us, for the, you know, Mother Earth and the animal kingdom and the tree and plant kingdom. Think of what's going on in Brazil when they're just wiping out mass loads of trees. You know, it's sad, and we've got to live here. You know, we have to live here. There's no way we can just get in our little bubble and shoot off to another planet. It's just not going to work. So we've got to live with each other, and we've, you know, and so on. So, but can you see where I'm going with my spirituality? You know, I am this person, and I love my life. I do. I really love my life, and I love my work. And I'm very, very grateful for Spirit allowing me to have the opportunity to do this and share my thoughts and philosophies with you. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to ask Spirit to come in first, okay, my helpers, to come in first and just connect with me for a little bit. And then we'll go to the telephone lines and just see if we can get some guidance for you all, okay? So let's go to the telephone lines. I think we've got the first call is area code of 952. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. And where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Did you say Minnesota?
Yeah, United States, Minnesota.
Right, okay. You're breaking up a little bit there, so I'll try and concentrate a little bit more on what's being said, okay? Because it's quite hard for me to hear. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to get a general reading, if you're able to do that.
Just a general reading, was that?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what we can get for you, okay? I'm just asking Spirit to give me some help, okay? Wow, okay. Okay. Right. I'm being told of two factors, okay? This is from my team that work with me from the spirit world, okay? I've been told two factors that things around you have gone a little bit crazy, a little bit busy. Do you understand this?
Yes.
But also on the other side, or flip side of this, they're actually telling me that... it's been either an emotional time or you've been a little bit down as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay. They're just telling me to... Oh, it's a bit of reassurance for you, okay? Okay, so can you just give me a bit more? Okay, thank you. They're just giving me a bit of reassurance for you, okay? Because they're just telling me that actually things aren't that bad, okay? Or they're not going to be as bad as... they may seem or feel. Does that make sense to you?
I hope so.
You hope so? Okay, right. Okay, right. Okay. Right. Because they're talking to me about a concern. There's a concern around you. Do you understand this? I don't feel it's a health concern. I think it's just... What is that concern? I'm just asking Spirit. Hang on. What is that concern? Right. Okay. I'm being told it's a whole medley of things. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay, right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pinpoint every part of the medley, but there's quite a jumble of stuff that's going on around you. Okay. Right, okay. And as I'm linking in as well, how do I say that? Have you had a lot of tightness around the belly area recently? Because my tummy has just gone very tense.
It's probably anxiety.
Right, okay. Okay. Right. And just just on another note as well, okay, I've got this lady that's coming forward to me, okay, she's just coming out through the veil, okay, and standing here before me, and she looks quite short, okay, I would say probably about 5 foot, I don't know what short is, but 5 foot five, 5 foot six, okay, and she's telling me that she would have been a gran, okay, and she's talking to me about mum's side of the family. You understand this lady in spirit?
Not really, but I didn't really know everybody.
Okay. Okay, say again, sweetheart. Right. This lady would have carried just a little bit of weight, okay? She wasn't overweight, she just would have carried the typical nan type of weight, okay? But she's got a lovely personality, and she looks to me, can you just stand forward a little bit more, sweetie? Okay, thank you. She would have had some sort of, like, curly hair. Don't ask me to describe, like, hairstyles, but curly hair, she's telling me, okay, and that's what how she looks. Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Okay, she's just said to me, she's been down in the dumps. Been down in the dumps. You understand this?
Totally.
Okay. Okay. Right. I'm being given this as a scenario, okay? She's telling me, it feels like you've dug a hole, okay, or... So bear with me on this, okay? I've got to get it right. It feels like you've been digging a hole and it's got bigger and bigger and you've put all the earth into another hole. Does that make sense? It's like right, okay, thank you. She's just saying you're digging yourself in a bit too deep. That's what she's saying to me. You understand this?
Kind of, yeah. I just want to know how to get out.
Okay, so we're getting there. Okay, right, give me a bit more. Okay. Right, we've what then? Okay. Right. You'd understand also part of this is to do with work. You'd understand this?
With work?
Yeah.
No.
She's talking about...
Trying to figure out what my work should be. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. So, as I said, there's a jumble of stuff here, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm also feeling as well, there's a relationship thing here as well. You'd understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not terrible or anything or bad or anything like that. She just said, oh, you know, there's something to do with work, something to do with relationship, but also finances as well. You'd understand that?
No.
What do you mean finances? Okay, I have to give it to you. She's talking about the fact that the work and the finances are tying in together. This is what she's saying to me. Okay, give me a bit more then. Right. She's talking about direction, okay? It's like you've lost your direction, she's saying to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Right. Thank you. She's just saying you need to sit down, okay, and reevaluate everything that you're doing, okay? Again, she's not giving me pinpoint information as to exactly what it's to do with, but she's telling me that you need to reevaluate everything that you're doing. Okay, what, say again. She's also telling me that actually you're thinking too much.
I'm supposed to reevaluate, but I shouldn't think too much. Is that it?
No, you as in yeah. It's I know it's confusing. Okay, but
yeah.
She's telling me you've been like thinking too much about everything. Okay, but you need to sit down and reevaluate. So reevaluate what's important, I suppose. Okay, give me a bit more, darling.
Yeah, give us a bit more.
Okay.
It's not helping.
Okay. Okay, give me a bit more, sweetie. Right. Okay. Okay. I've got to give this as well. She's telling me about stubbornness. There's a stubbornness around you. You understand this?
Yeah, that'd be my son.
Okay. Okay. For some reason, he's just saying to me that he's not helping. Oh, he's just not helping.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Right. Okay. She's just saying to me as well that there's been thoughts about... I don't know how old he is, about him moving out or something like that. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay, I'm not going to say that. I mean, she's not a woman of harsh words, but she's just saying about the fact that he needs to, okay, in her words, grow up, okay? And maybe this is where the work thing is coming in, okay? Because she's talking about him getting work. You'd understand this.
Well, he's only 12, but maybe she means
he's
around
12.
The house, you know.
Right. It could, yeah. I mean, we have to look at every aspect of it, okay? So
right.
If he's 12, it could be the fact that he needs to do more around the house, okay?
Right.
Okay. But also, to me, you know what I said about him either going out or something like that? It's like he needs to be doing more with himself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But this isn't the part. Well, it's not the whole problem, is it? It's not. It's part of the medley, isn't it? This
correct.
Situation.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Thank you. You also understand. She's just saying to me also that there's been arguments as well. You'd understand this.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not talking with just the 12-year-old. I'm talking with somebody older as well. Thank you. She just said disagreements. There's been arguments and there's been disagreements.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. And she's just saying to me as well. Do you know sometimes the atmosphere is just not sometimes not very nice. You understand this?
Yes.
Give me. I want to ask exactly what. I don't want to know what the problems are. I just want to know how we can go around helping you. Okay. So how can we be help? Is there a bit of guidance you can give, sweetie? Okay. With what? Okay. So she's just saying to me that. Right. Okay. It's not going to help at all. She's talking about you loosening up. Okay. Being tense is not the answer, she's saying to me. Okay? Okay. Right, okay. But she's giving me the impression that actually sometimes you're pulling your hair out or it's doing your heading is the expression, okay? You'd understand this.
It's, yeah.
Because she's talking about it being very, very tense, okay? Okay, so yeah. Say again? Right, she's talking to me about September, okay? September, now, I think she's going from one subject to another, okay? I think she's trying to give a bit of evidence, but September she's giving as either an anniversary, birth or death or some sort of celebration, okay? You'd understand this around your family, around you, September?
No.
Okay. I have to stick with what I'm being told,
that's
okay?
That's fine.
But I still want the answer. How can we help? What's the answer to it? Okay. Okay. She's talking a lot about strength and encouragement. So there has to be an encouragement from some. Okay, thank you. With what? She's talking about encouragement from outside. I don't know what she means by this. Okay, but she's talking about you need to find encouragement from outside. Would you understand what she means by this?
Not really.
Give me a bit more time. Okay. Right, okay. I think she's referring to the 12-year-old, okay? Encouragement from outside. She's also talking to me about school or schooling, okay? That there needs to be encouragement from the school. Okay, you understand this?
No, I don't know what she means.
Okay.
No.
Second. Okay. Right, again, I'm asking, and she's just giving me the same information, okay? That the fact that you need to either talk to, if it's to do with the 12-year-old, okay? Say again. Again, I've asked again, and she's just saying school. So there's a school involvement here, okay? I know it's not getting to the point, but it's part of this medley, and it's always difficult when there's lots of different issues going on to actually give you an answer for one of them or all of them, because sometimes I could be here for hours, okay?
I know. I guess it's not really going anywhere. But, because I don't know what she's saying. I lost my husband, and so over a year ago, so we're kind of just struggling to find a new way through life right now.
Right, okay. Sweetheart, I'm honest in my work, okay? And I'm standing here, and I'm not getting any connection with your late husband, sweetheart. Okay, I've got this lady here giving me information about things that are important to you. I know, obviously, your late husband's important, but there is a situation around you where things aren't quite right. Okay, so and she's talking about a medley, so it could be a domino effect. You know, one thing leading on to another. Okay, so either the 12-year-old son is having a hard time. Maybe there is need of encouragement from an outside source, i.e. the school. Maybe they need to get involved to boost his morale a little bit. Okay, I don't want to feed you information, you know, of how I feel.
Right.
Okay, I'm just trying to be as honest as I can with you, okay?
Right. No, I understand.
But there are other things around you. There's something to do with, as you say, the work, the fact that you're thinking too much. She's talking about tension. So there's a lot of tension around you. Okay, so either you're struggling with the idea of everything that's happened to you and going on around you. Okay,
right.
And this is why she's coming to say that you need strength and encouragement. Okay, encouragement to actually move on and carry on. Okay, and the strength to actually find that way forward. Okay, this is not me bowing out. Okay, this is me being, you know, as a positive light for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I had your late husband here, I would have said so, but I haven't, and I'll be completely honest, okay?
Oh, that's fine.
But what I will say to you is, obviously, this. If you want to listen back to the reading, okay, go to the archives and listen to it again, because some of it might start to click into place.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Again, she's just given me a September. Okay, and also December she's added to it as well. So there's something going on around September and December, she's just saying, okay? So again, it could be either a celebration of some sort, okay? It could be an anniversary of passing or birthday and so on.
Yeah, December is his birthday.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so she's listening to what I'm saying to you, okay, and also to what you're saying to me, and she's just giving me that December as a confirmation that actually she is part of you, okay, part of your family circle, okay? Sweetheart, did your late husband pass in an accident?
No.
Right, okay, so I know, cause she just mentioned about somebody passing in an accident, okay, so obviously it's not to do with you, it may be the next person that I'm coming on to. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, obviously, it didn't give you all the information that you were hoping for.
Yeah,
okay, by all means, you know, come back in again.
Okay, thank you, Nick.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, guys, it's not always who you expect or who you want to come through that does come through. You know, it's not always about what you want it to be. You know, I want to hear about so-and-so. There's obviously something going on with your life, okay, that actually, you know, needs to be looked at, or a bit of guidance, that sort of stuff. And this is what our job as a medium is. You know, it's a three-way link. So, you know, you've got the spirit, you've got me linked to the spirit, and then yourself. So it's that's the three-way link. That's why we're called a medium, okay? And as a medium, we cannot question what spirit are saying. You hear me question, I go, well, what's that? I don't understand it. Because I don't understand what they're trying to show me, okay? Or what they're trying to tell me. Because sometimes they go to me, you know, I want fish and chips. And I go, well, what does that mean? You know, it's really complicated, okay? But it's how it works. So I have to give you everything. And I am honest and truthful in everything that I will give you, okay? And if I have somebody here, I will tell you. If I don't, I would, you know, it's not worth me saying, is it? So let's move on, okay? Let's go on to our next caller, okay? And let's see if the spirit wants to come forward. And I think his second call is 317. Area code 317. La 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 la. I know we're having technical difficulties here, so I will just hang on a little bit, just in case they're doing something or the telephone line is not ringing. So, area code 317. Okay, 207. Let's go to area code 207.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Well, can I take your name?
I live in Maine, in the United States. So I'm in the Northeast.
Northeast. And your name is?
Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Melissa. So, Northeast. Okay. I'm trying to get my bearings with all these places in America. It's great. So, how can I help you tonight?
Any message from Spirit would be nice. Anything that you have to give to me, I'm pretty open.
Okay. Let's have a look and see what... As always, I will say, you know, sometimes we don't get anything, but let's see what happens. Okay, thank you. Okay. Male or female? Okay. I've got a male here, okay? A gentleman in spirit that's coming forward. He's not quite here just yet, so I'm just going to work on the energy. Okay, come forward. Okay. To me, he looks like he would stand probably about 5'9". Okay, maybe a little bit...
Can you say the name again?
He didn't give me a name just yet.
Okay, a man? A male? You said male.
A male.
Okay.
But he's about 5'9", a little bit taller, okay? He looks quite slender to me as well. And he looks to me like he would have been, I want to get his age, hang on. Okay, he's given me the age of 56, he's telling me, 56, okay? It's a good age, okay? 56, right? And you're on what side? Okay, he said dad's side of the family. He would have been on dad's side of the family, this gentleman. I feel probably... Do you understand the connection here?
I do.
And do you understand the description as well?
I do. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because he feels like a grandfather to me, but maybe a bit stronger.
I think you've picked up somebody that... I've had three medium readings, and I've always wondered if he would come through, and he never has. This is the first time. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. He's quite quiet. At the moment, he's quite quiet. Right, thank you. This gentleman, okay, to me, he would be the one that I would go to for a bit of advice. You'd understand this with him.
He was a bright person, but he wasn't the most friendly, grandfatherly person.
I have to say, he's
he wasn't
got,
warm.
But he's actually, thank you. He's telling me actually he was misunderstood. Okay, he's actually really nice gentleman. He just said to me, "Yeah, I've sobered up a little bit." Would you understand that?
You're talking to him.
Okay,
you got him.
Right. I'll tell you, he's a really lovely character.
Wow. I never did know what that smell was on his breath until I was an adult. I didn't know what it was.
Very good. I'll be honest, he's not saying much. He's just standing there, and he's just looking at me. Right. Do you want to say hello, or what do you want to do? Okay. Right. He's standing there. He's pondering. Okay. Give me something then that I can give her. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Actually, thank you. He's saying to me, thank you to you, okay? Say again? Right, he just said to me, do you know what? She's the only one out of the whole family that actually didn't really question. Does that make sense? You didn't really question. Like, everybody else thought he was probably a miserable person, but you just didn't question it. Okay. And he's also talking about respect, okay? Respect... for you, okay, thank you. What's that for then? Okay, right. Because he's just telling me actually you've just got on and done exactly what you wanted to do. You'd understand this?
Most ways, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, give me a bit more. Give me a bit more that's stronger than that then. Okay. Okay. He's telling me you're a strong-willed person. You'd understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She's a strong willed person and stubborn like me. You'd understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would.
Thank you. But also he's telling me that you need a bit of encouragement as well. What's the encouragement for? Okay. Okay. You're thinking about a new venture.
I always am.
Right.
I always am.
Because he's telling me, can you just get that again? Right. He's saying that actually you need the encouragement to go on with this new venture. Thank you. It's a business venture. You understand this?
It hasn't presented itself yet, but I'm ready.
Okay. Right. Okay. I won't tell you what Isa said. What's that then? Right. Okay. He's just said. Right. He's just said to me. Sometimes we have to start the ball rolling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? I have to give you everything. Okay. But he's talking to me about chicken legs. Why are you talking about chicken legs? Chicken legs. Okay.
Chicken legs.
Chicken legs. I feel actually it's a term, not actually about the chicken legs. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. I want to get this right because it's such a weird thing he's just said. Okay. He's showing me his legs. Okay. Okay. Thank you. He's telling me actually on his passing or before he passed, his legs really thin. You'd understand this?
Yeah. He wasn't a large frame person anyway.
No, but he's saying towards of his life, his mm-hmm. legs were quite thin, really, like chicken legs.
They probably were, yeah.
Right, okay.
They probably were.
I'm really sorry, but the information I'm getting tonight is really wacky.
Yeah.
Right, and also he's talking to me about a little girl, okay? Little girl? Okay. You've got a daughter, is that right?
I have two.
Hang on. No, he's talking about. Yeah, I know you. I know you said you got two, but he's talking about one particular.
Okay.
Young. Actually, he's talking about the youngest.
She'll be 18 this week.
18.
Yeah.
He was saying to me eight, but
18,
I didn't.
Yeah,
18.
She'll be
18. Okay. Okay.
And guess what? She has really thin legs.
She has really not chicken legs.
She always, yeah, the kids used to call her chicken legs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't wear shorts.
Okay. Okay. See, you know, it's in somewhere. Okay. She's actually really sensible, he's telling me.
She is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. She's got a good head on her shoulders, he's telling me as well.
Yeah.
A bright child, he's saying. Bright child.
He must know that I worry about her.
Okay. Say again. Also, he's talking about braces. Braces? What's the braces?
Nobody ever had mouth braces.
Braces.
Or leg braces.
What are the braces? So, can you show me again? Braces. Why are you showing me braces? Okay.
What kind of braces do they look like?
To me, I'll be honest, they do look like the mouth braces, the teeth, you know, ones you have on your teeth.
Yeah, that one, that's the only thing so far that doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, we'll work on it because he's quite adamant. Because he's, okay. If you can see what I see, okay?
Okay.
He's actually standing there and it's like he's got either a set of false teeth in with braces on, and he's got a smile, a really big smile. So he's talking about her smile, okay? But braces. Okay.
He had bridge work, and that's all I can.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like false teeth, but they're linked.
Just a little bit in the back, and you could see them. You could see the metal when he smiled.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because he's just smiling at me, and he's. Okay, he's going to be minor braces. So I don't know whether or not he called them braces, okay, himself.
Yeah.
I used to
ask him why they were like that as a kid. What is that?
Just giving some evidence of, or a bit more concrete evidence of who he is, okay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he's got a really nice energy. I really like this guy.
I hope he's happier since he passed over because he didn't seem happy. He seemed miserable.
Who? Say again. Who? Right. He's He's saying he's with somebody, okay, a lady that's in spirit as well. And by the sounds, I don't know if it's the month or the name, it sounds like June or Jude, okay?
So his wife, my grandmother, passed in June 3rd, 4 years ago.
Wow, okay. There you go.
And she lived many years after him. She lived to be like 93.
But he's saying that he's with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Give me a bit more then.
Huh. Okay.
Right. He's just saying to me as well, as a terminology, okay, he's telling me that you need to get your skates on.
Yeah. I agree.
It's because he's saying it's like you need to get your skates on because you're going to miss the boat, okay? Because at the moment, it's like life's just rushing past you, he's saying? Just like everything's going quick.
I'm a fast thinker, and my life goes fast. I'm used to that.
Right.
And I do agree that things have passed by. Yeah. Opportunities it's so fast.
Okay.
I'm used to it, though.
He's also showing me lots of water. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. You just hit another one. They lived on the ocean.
Oh, okay. Okay. He didn't have a little rowing boat as well, did he?
Not that I... Well, you know, he did, actually. They had a camp, but that was on the lake. But they lived on the ocean.
Right, okay.
But they he did. Yeah.
Right. I think there's actually two meanings to this, okay? Because he's showing me as a physical body of water, okay? But he's also talking about, and he's showing me, okay? He's showing me in my mind's eye now, okay? He's showing me the choppy waters, okay?
Mm.
So, and he's showing me a boat just bubbling around. Now, to me, water is emotion, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, he's telling me emotionally things may be a little bit upsetting around you at the times or at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about karma waters coming to you. So again, let's look at emotion. So karma mm-hmm. waters is a smoother emotion. So things are going to pan out better for you around the emotional sense. Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. What's that then? What's that? Okay. He's also talking to me about paper. Is that a newspaper or a book or what's that? Okay. A book. It's a book. He's talking about a book. You understand a book? Is that a book?
He always read. Always.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the paper. Yeah.
Okay. It's just, I think he's enjoying himself, actually. He's like, just give her this. Just give her that. Okay, I'm asking.
He's been dead since 1981?
Right. 82? This is art. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Give me that then. Okay, what's that then? Thank you. Can I have a look? Right. Is that silver then? Yeah, okay, thank you. A silver coin he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
A silver coin.
Mm.
Okay, thank you. I know obviously we have over here, we have like pennies and shillings and sixpence.
Mm.
We used to, not now anymore. But it's an old coin. Now I don't know if old coins over there mean, you know, you have certain meanings. Like it's hard to explain. It's like a sixpence over here is like to have a sixpence means something, that sort of thing. So either it's a what is a six? What's that? What are you giving me the coin for? Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Do you have a coin over there for luck? Is there an American coin?
A penny can be a lucky penny, or if you find a penny, which is copper looking.
Right.
I don't know what he's...
I don't know what he means. Hang on, I'm asking him a bit more. Can you just explain a bit more? Okay. Right. And that's silver, is it? And it's to do with... Okay. It's just... To do with what again? Luck. Yes, sir. Okay. What's a dime made out of?
Silver.
Right. Okay. Is it
there's
a dime?
Silver. Then? Quarters are nickels. Everything except for the penny.
Right. I think this is something you're going to have to research, because there's something, it's talked about either a dime or a nickel, as you say, okay? But it's silver in colour. It doesn't look exactly round either. It looks like it's either got slight edges on it.
I know what you mean.
Okay? So you might have to look this up, because there's definitely a meaning why. And he's talking about, thank you, and it's, I have to stick with it, luck. He's just talking about luck, okay?
Luck.
Yeah. So either you've been feeling a bit unlucky, and luck is coming your way. So
I do. I feel lucky, and it's both lucky, unlucky, both.
Right. Okay.
I go back. You know, I'm one of these people.
Okay.
Okay. It's
and
either
also,
a lot of luck.
Before I continue the reading as well, okay, it's just making me aware of my back. Okay. My mid back area is aching slightly. Okay. So I don't know if have a problem with your back, or if it's actually that it was him. Okay, it's not,
you know, to be really honest, when you, my father, his son, had major back surgery.
Right.
So that could have something to do with it, maybe.
Okay.
It could.
I have to give you that, because he's talking about a back issue. Okay. And it's literally center of the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't usually. No, not really. No.
Not really.
I don't usually
no, you
suffer
don't.
With that. No. No.
You don't. But
no.
Okay.
Him, I have no idea. My father had, like I said, major, and had a huge scar. Still does, going up his back.
Okay. And also, I think to go along with the back as well, okay, I on my right-hand side of my face, or my forehead, I've got this really sharp pain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me work this out. Who's that to do with? Is it one and the same person? Okay. So you'd understand, actually, this pain in the head would have been connected to the same person that would have had the problem with the back.
Okay,
this is what he's just saying. But I feel we're going off the boil here, okay?
Yeah,
everything else. So
this
hopefully
great.
You've got
thank
something
you.
out of this reading for you, okay?
I did, thank you very
okay.
much.
Listen, you can always go back to the archives and listen to this reading again and listen to everything about this lovely gentleman has said, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you
for this lovely gentleman to come through as well, and take
thank
his
you.
Love from the spirit world. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you. Have a great night.
And yourself. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. So, see, that's how it works. You know, sometimes people come through who least expect, or, you know, haven't been through before, or you've been waiting for years and years, and they come through, and all they want to do is just stand there and give you objects or give you a little bit of evidence, and, you know, just tell you, you know, carry on as you are. Things are going okay. So we've got a little bit of time left. I'm going to try and fit in one more, and obviously before my end of my show. So we're going to go to area code 773. We're going to make this one a quickie, I think. Are you there, 773 area code? Hello? Obviously, maybe not. Maybe not. Never mind. 773, are you there? Okay, let's go to 320.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay. And can I take your name?
Yes, my name's Kim.
Kim?
Yes.
Oh, Sister Kim. So, and how can I help you? How can we...
Whatever you can see, if you have any messages for me.
Okay. Let's just have a look. So our spirit to come forward. Can you give us a bit of message? Okay. Right. Okay. And to do with what then? Okay. And she needs to do. Okay. Do you know? I'm just being told that you need to be or have quiet time. You understand this?
Sure. So,
because I'm just asking, I don't know who I've got with me at the moment, but I'm just being told, you know, she just needs to quieten her time. Have time for yourself. You understand this? Is what they're saying to me.
Sure. Yes.
Sweetheart, would you understand that there would be a lady in spirit that would come forward and represent herself to be a mum in spirit?
Yes, a grandmother.
Grandmother. Yeah, grandmother on mother's side, this is. Okay?
Yeah.
I know I said mum, and I'll stick with the mum because as well, because she is very mummy, okay? Very, you know, would have been looked upon as a mum, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I do. Exactly.
Okay, thank you. She's also telling me that you've been rushing around doing a bit too much. You understand this?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. She's telling me you just... Have you been out of breath as well? You understand this?
Yes. Health problems, asthma, and...
Because she's just telling me you just need to slow down a little bit. Okay, what's that to do with? Okay. She says to me quite comically, I've been watching. Okay, so, okay, thank you. Because you've been told this before that you need to slow down. And you've been told this by the medical profession as well, she's saying. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she's just saying, actually, you've never listened.
No.
Okay. What's that then? Okay. She's telling me, actually, you're a very outdoor person. You'd understand that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. One second. And, okay. Well, she's talking to me about trees. She's showing me trees. So, okay. You like trees, she's telling me. You like trees.
Love them. I live in a forest, and I love them.
Oh, okay, there you go. right. Okay, but this also goes, as you say, you love them, but this goes deeper as well. It's you're a very earthy person, she's talking to me about. Say again? Okay. Really? Okay, do you understand also, she's talking to me about the fact that... How do I say that? You'd understand... okay, thank you. She's just said to me, practical magic. You'd understand this?
Yes.
So, yes. Do you dwell in the arts of practical magics?
No. Well, I actually am in the process of... I want to open up a metaphysical store.
Okay.
And so I'm interested in a lot of that sort of stuff.
So metaphysics is positive affirmations and living your life that way, isn't it? Is that's what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. She's talking to me as well. And now I want to stick with the tree idea, okay, with this. But she's talking to me... Okay, thank you. She's talking to me about roots of the tree, okay? And the roots that go very, very deep. Now I want to take this to the family link as well. So, and I have to say, I've got to say this... I do feel, actually, there is some sort of spirituality that goes quite deep within the family. You understand this?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. And it would have come from mum's side of the family, grandmother in particular. You understand this?
Yes, I was told she was a clairvoyant and a reader.
Okay. But I've also got to say that there's an element of, and I'll say it again, of actually practicing magic, but she's showing me roots like mandrake and stuff like that. She's showing, thank you. So I'm talking like really old, but not horrible, not a black magic, but for good personal use. I was going to say, like, you know, not drugs, but for, okay, thank you. She's talking about healing. So there's a healing aspect, but she's given me that spell. Thank you. Spells would have been used. Does this make any sense to you at all?
Sure. Well, yeah, that would be. I do believe we come from healers, and I do love crystals and aromatherapy and a lot of that.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, can't get enough of it, really. Okay. She's talking to me that you need to put this to good use. Okay, I know you've already said that you're want to open up this store. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. But I also want to say, actually, not that you should just be selling. You should be teaching as well. You'd understand this because she's okay, thank you. She's talking about you've got a lot of knowledge in these areas.
Wonderful. And I do want to have like classes and have speakers and a lot of different people come in for whatever they specialize in, readings and
shamanism. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
It's really good. Okay, one last thing before we finish then. Okay, thank you. Okay. Say again. She's just saying, before she goes back into the spirit world, okay, she's just saying, can you just say it again? I just want to get it right. Okay, I have to give it to you. Okay, she's just saying, tell her I'm sorry and that I missed a birthday. Do you understand this at all? She's just saying, I missed a birthday.
Okay, yeah. When she passed, she always made special birthday cakes for all of us, and we'd get our special birthday cake. And I know when she was gone, it really was hurt. I missed her so much that day. So, yeah, and I still think about her a lot.
Oh, bless.
On my birthday.
Okay. Because she's talking about, again, she's talking about the fact that she missed a birthday. Not misses, but missed a birthday. So either it was one birthday that she particularly missed, or I don't know what she means, but that's what how she's saying it to me. Okay. Okay, thank you. She's also just saying to me, look, you know, if you are serious, which we know you are, about doing, she's saying she will guide you, okay? Okay, thank you. Really? You're going to do that? Okay. She will actually, if you meditate, she'll come through in meditation, and she will guide you, okay, and help you with your ideas and your teachings, okay, and your learning awareness, should I say. Okay, say again. Right. Okay, can you give it to me once more? You don't understand the name Claire? Claire? Sounds like Claire.
Claire.
Is it Claire?
Maybe.
It may be. I'm going to ask her again because I don't normally work with names, but sometimes can you give me the name again? Is it a name? Okay. It sounds like clear, actually. Clear. But I don't understand what she means. Clear or Claire. Okay. Be clear, she's saying. Be clear. I think she's talking to me. Be clear. But she's a lovely lady, okay? But I'm going to finish there because I'm running out of time, okay?
Okay.
But by all means, go back to what's it called now? The archives. Thank you, Spirit, for reminding me. The archives on mikespirit.fm. Okay, you can listen to it anytime you like. But take this lovely lady's words of guidance, okay, and love as well. Okay, and please let us know if you do open up this shop or place that you're going to do and have speakers, because I'd love to come over and do some teachings. So,
wonderful. Okay. I would be so, so honored. Oh, that would be wonderful. I just love you and thank you for everything that you do. This has meant so much to me. Thank you.
Well, you can always contact me through my website or email me through Facebook or wherever it is. Find me on Facebook. It's not a problem.
Yes, I will do that. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and have a pleasant day. Okay? So, we're going to come to the end of my show here, okay? Obviously, you can find me at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, or International Medium Nick Humphreys on Facebook. Again, do you know when I was talking earlier? Love and light to everybody. I really, honestly, and do mean that to absolutely everybody. And I wish everybody all the best in everything that they've decided to do and their pathways that they've decided to go along, because it's I feel good times for everybody. I really do. So I'm going to leave it there. Okay. Love and light to you all. Until next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.